This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on United Kingdom's bedroom tax invading America and hitting New York City first. In the year that I've traveled back and forth to England, Scotland, and talking to organizers, advocates, and activists involved in housing, there is no single issue of Prime Minister David Cameron's brutal austerity program that continues to provoke more outrage and opposition than the so-called bedroom tax imposed on social housing in the United Kingdom, or what we call public housing in the United States. Having been so thoroughly schooled in this issue, it was a shock to see a piece mildly buried on the 24th page of the New York Times heralding that the bedroom tax has come to New York City housing units in the time of progressive Mayor Bill de Blasio. Worse, the pictures accompanying the article were not of massive protests, but of sad, forlorn tenants. WTF. This is a foreign import that has to be stopped on the order of killer bees at the Mexican border, Chinese carp in the Great Lakes, and NAFTA all over North America. The main difference between New York City and the United Kingdom is that most of the 9,000 tenants being slammed in the city are in Section 8 housing, where their rent is subsidized in privately provided housing units. Otherwise, this blunt sword is swung about the same way as the Cameron government imposed it. The only real difference in the subtext of the coming Scottish independence vote is that the Scottish Parliament had resisted and added a number of other delays and exemptions, mitigating some of the impact and allowing some local councils wider discretion. Here we have a local council or city government embracing the horror. The New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development declared more than 9,000 households overhoused. Such tenants were told to move to smaller, less expensive apartments, or if they chose to stay put, to be prepared to pay a higher rent in most cases because their subsidy would shrink. Remember, the higher rent would have been on top of the 30% of their gross income already being collected. The bedroom tax is a coercive demand that such desperate tenants pay more for what they already have. This is not a thoughtful public policy or response to fiscal issues, but a blunt instrument in New York, just as it was in the UK. Two people living in a two-bedroom apartment must shoehorn into one bedroom regardless of gender, relationship, age, or disability. One of the exemptions approved in Scotland considers the problems of lived-in home health care aids and space for wheelchairs, breathing, and other medical equipment, but not New York City, which is strictly following the Cameron playbook. The new policy in New York seems to affect almost one-third of the units the agency administers. But here's what was even more shocking to me. This is not even a new policy in New York City, but a rollout of a bedroom tax that NYCHA, the New York City Housing Authority, has already been administering in public housing projects before this, where singles go to studios and two-bedroom households to one-bedroom spaces come hell or high water. Now I'm worried, and we'll have to find some time for some quick calls and research and get back to you ASAP. Did New York City import the UK's Conservative Party program, or did Cameron shoplift it from New York City on some jaunt abroad? And if this was an artifact from Mayor Billionaire's time, why is Mayor Progressive de Blasio sitting still and silent for this? Or, horror and shame, what if this issue, huge in the United Kingdom, in the United States has been just something that we rolled over and allowed to happen? The Times talks about lawsuits, but sadly, that seems way too little and way too late, when a humane policy for lower-income working families and publicly supported housing should have been a basic human right. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.